You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith.
The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry held its annual meeting in Baton Rouge yesterday, an event billed as having top leaders in business, government, education, and in the community gather for innovative and thought-provoking conversations. One topic was government spending accountability, and more specifically, to have Louisiana's budget transparency model, something already in place in Ohio. It's a website called the Ohio Checkbook, which has an easy-to-navigate, user-friendly menu complete with slick graphics. It's something that State Treasurer John Schroeder wants for Louisiana.
From buying a pencil to buying an automobile, I think the citizens of Louisiana ought to be able to see it.
The newly elected Louisiana State Treasurer says with transparency comes more accountability, and he feels that could change state spending habits. The Louisiana Association of Business and Industry is behind the idea. They're one of the more powerful groups inside the state capitol. Its president, Stephen Wagsback, says it's all about rebuilding people's trust in government.
How do you rebuild trust? First thing it starts is being truthful, putting information out there.
Governor Edwards, who appeared at the conference luncheon, said he doesn't oppose the concept and his administration is already working on something similar. But Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden explained getting all the agencies on the same page isn't as easy as it sounds. The Associated Press reports back during Bobby Gentle's administration, a statewide accounting and management computer system was begun that has cost the state $100 million so far and isn't finished. Darden says it will cost another $26 million to complete.
For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.